Beyond presents Fragments. Detraction by the Unknown. Good title. So this is a short fragment known as Detraction, or an interlude of Detraction, or Light, Judgment, Verity, and Justice, by the more literal of title-giving gods. We have no idea what the title actually is. It was printed around 1550 and could date between 1533 and the break with Rome and 1553 when Edward VI popped his clogs. We can gather that because this is a play all about Catholic vices, and so fits into the first phase of the English Reformation, and probably comes from the properly evangelical reign of Edward. So 1550-ish seems about right. The opening and the close of the play is lost, and we have these 500 or so lines surviving. We open the fragment with some plotting by the vices of Detraction and Light Judgment. Those of you playing interlude bingo at home, get your cards out now. What do these vices plot to do? Go in disguise as more virtuous people so as to undermine the state. See the plays Respublica, Albion Night, and pretty much every other late interlude. Detraction, played by Simon Nader, almost certainly opens the fragment, which breaks apart a bit, but is fairly solid. He is speaking mid-flow, talking about confusing people by changing clothes.
As to confound and cast to ground both man and child, as for you and me, our apparel changed must be. This array is too wild.
It's always an interesting question as to what the vices actually looked like. Allegorical figures would have had very coded costuming, and so we have a clue here of wild array. But it's not enough to change clothes. A new name is needed as well. Square number 2 on the bingo card.
And by St. James, both our names must be of more gravity. Ye shall be called Wisdom, and I, by my halidom, Reformation will be. For many times Detraction pretendeth correction.
Some slight breaks in the text here, but the name changes are all opposite day stuff. Light Judgment becomes Wisdom, whilst Detraction pick something that everyone has tried to make him do, correct his ways, be reformed, which Detraction has often pretended to do. Reformation, a name we've heard in other plays of the period, is in the air. Though how loaded the term is at the time, or whether we've retrospectively loaded more onto it, is an interesting question. Anyway, some little breaks in Detraction's flow here, but off he goes.
By sad direction to reform ill, and yet there is but dissimulation. To obtain his own will, for ere it long be, hither will come verity, for to see true justice.
Ah, yes, verity is coming, and they have a plan to get rid of verity by pretending that they have a message from true justice. Remember, this is pre-mobile phone. No one can just send a text. True justice isn't on the WhatsApp group. So they're going to tell Verity that justice wants to see them, and justice being abroad hunting heretics, that's awkward. Heretics being Catholics in this context.
Our saying then must be how he is over the sea into the land of free. And so shall take his way straight over to Savoy, and so forth to Boheme, and from thence to Germany, and so come home by Italy, heretics to reclaim.
Which is plausible enough activity, and probably places this text more firmly in the reign of Edward. We've covered the more polemical aspect of Edward's reign in our dialogue sessions, with the appearance of some much more extreme attacks on orthodoxy. See John Bonn and Master Parson by Luke Shepherd, and in fact anything by Luke Shepherd, interesting writer, probably available somewhere on the podcast, depending when I release this episode. Anyway, the plot is being elaborated on by Light Judgment, played here by Rob Meissen. Yes, justice is off, and he told us to tell you to follow him.
and by the way here and there. To confound Luther and all his whole rabble, and left word by you and me that to him should verity hie him in all haste possible.
And then Light Judgment goes into some detail about how to perform being a virtue.
But when this matter is broken, it must be holily spoken, and with a fair face. Thy words must be sure, and thy countenance so demure, as though that Father Grace from heaven were come down in his own person with angels great and small.
Again, some damage to the text here. Having decided on the game plan, time to get some costumes. Call forth the Chamberer!
How? Come in, our Chamberer, that we apparelled were according to our tale.
And the stage direction reads, One bringeth them apparel. Which is nice. No lines, no idea if they are a character in of themselves or just a stage direction. Anyway, again, more damage to the text here. As they change, they talk of making sure their con is well executed. How precisely reformational wisdom should be dressed, beyond in higher status apparel, I cannot say.
If we handle it with word and countenance wisely.
As well as we may, let us essay to do it diligently.
At which point, or maybe a little earlier, Verity enters. Now, unlike other appearances of Verity, like in Somebody and Others, Verity is gendered male. I don't know if there is any specific significance to that, but there isn't a lot of data here. Verity is distressed by the disorder that Light Judgment and Detraction have brought to the land, and wishing that justice would solve this problem between people before they start turning on each other. Verity played here by Hayden McCabe.
O Lord, what rumour and what busyness! How grievous slander! What defamation! What disorder! What wrath and unkindness daily is had in communication! There is no regard, nor no reputation, but each man other putteth to exaction through Light Judgment and vile detraction. If justice will not provide remedy, I fear in haste each man shall other kill.
Then we have two lines, which we don't know who is saying what. It's either Detraction or Light Judgment. There is perhaps a missing leaf between Verity speaking at some length, with perhaps whispered discussion between Detraction and Light Judgment about how to approach Verity, and then general introductions between the three, where the vices establish their fake identities, closing with these two lines. These two lines performed by Hayden McCabe. Because I don't know who is actually supposed to be saying it.
Oh, of blood and kindred, in faith, no point at all.
Verity is reassured that these two well-dressed chaps are on his side. The play then plays the irony card, with Verity warning the disguised Detraction and Light Judgment against themselves.
Well, sirs, I perceive ye be friends of justice and me, and of virtue substantial. In our absence see how that Detraction do not, nor yet Light Judgment, the people put in fray. But ever as ye may, let them have punishment. And at our return again, we shall see to your pain, as ye shall be content.
Light Judgment delivers a damaged response, delighting in speaking ill of himself.
Of them, and ever doth renew his mischief party. Wherefore commonly he judgeth untruly all men as ill as he.
Detraction plays the same irony game, but at greater length.
Then to Detraction he giveth instruction of many a knavish sentence, and none other ground by them can be found but their own lewd conscience. By God that me bought, they have been both naught, all their life days, and in especial detraction, worst of all. A knave at all assays, no counsel can he keep, but rather in his sleep ever forth it shall.
Then detraction extends his description of himself as someone who can't be trusted, because they're always talking in a slightly different direction, suggesting that you can't trust detraction because he talks amongst women who are gossips and can't be trusted, so we might have found a reason why Verity is male in this scene. Patriarchy strikes again.
He goeth among women and looketh what they can chat first of all as it cometh in his mind. He slings into the wind. Take it up, who will. I would a pair of shears had clipped away his ears. It were him to kill.
More damage to the text here, but misogyny continues. As detraction talks like a woman, apparently, etc.
Or would ye do no more but a whole prately war, even with a bodkin, and tie it with a thread, then should he not indeed so largely talk, for now and then, like a woman, his tongue ever doth walk.
All of which makes me wonder, after having recorded the text, whether detraction should be gendered female. I don't think he is, but it's another layer to the issues of this text. And here, as we get to the last fragments, we get the kicker. Verity, the personification of truth, kinda goes with the argument that they're making about those women folk.
Why? Will women talk so largely?
Women be jabbering and also blabbering with loud voice and high.
To women, certain.
And thankfully the text ends before we get any more of that kind of thing. That's the end of this fragment. We can assume that with Verity and Justice out of the way, that the kingdom goes to rack and ruin until they return later in the play and banish slash punish the vices for their terrible deeds. And that's it from this fragment, filling in the gaps of our knowledge of Tudor interludes, at least from the material that made it to print. There are a host of other fragmentary and extant plays from this period on the podcast and on our YouTube channel, so you can really start to piece together a sense of how all these plays interact with each other. If you want to go further and hear how we got here, our earlier exploring session is available on the YouTube. Links are in the show description. But now, sit back and enjoy the full audio recording of the fragment of Detraction. With Simon Nader as Detraction, Rob Myson as Light Judgment, and Hayden McCabe as Verity. Enjoy.
As to confound and cast to ground both man and child, as for you and me, our apparel changed must be. This array is too wild. And by Saint James, both our names must be of more gravity. Ye, Light Judgment, shall be called Wisdom, and I, by my halidom, Reformation will be. For many times Detraction pretendeth correction by sad direction to reform ill, and yet there is but dissimulation to obtain his own will. For ere it long be, hither will come Verity, for to see true justice. Our saying then must be, how he is over the sea, into the land of Frey, and so shall take his way straight over to survey, and so forth to Boheme, and from thence to Germany, and so come home by Italy, heretics to reclaim.
And by the way, here and there, to confound Luther and all his whole rabble, and left word by you and me, that to him should Verity hie him in all haste possible. But when this matter is broken, it must be holily spoken, and with a fair face thy words must be sure, and thy countenance so demure as though that Father Grace from heaven were come down in his own person, with angels great and small.
How? Come in, our chamberer, that we apparelled were according to our tale.
If we handle it with word and countenance wisely.
As well as we may, let us essay to do it diligently.
O Lord, what rumour and what busyness! How grievous slander! What defamation! What disorder! What wrath and unkindness daily is had in communication! There is no regard, nor no reputation, but each man other putteth to exaction through light judgment and vile detraction. If justice will not provide remedy, I fear in haste each man shall other kill. Of blood and kindred in faith no point at all. Well, sirs, I perceive ye be friends of justice and me, and of virtue substantial. In our absence see how that detraction do not, nor yet light judgment, the people put in fray. But ever as ye may, let them have punishment. And at our return again, we shall see to your pain, as ye shall be content.
Of them, and ever doth renew his mischief party. Wherefore commonly he judgeth untruly all men as ill as he.
Then to detraction he giveth instruction of many a knavish sentence, and none other ground by them can be found but their own lewd conscience. By God that me bought, they have been both naught all their life days, and in especial detraction, worst of all, a knave at all assays, no counsel can he keep, but rather in his sleep ever forth it shall. He goeth among women, yes, and looketh what they can chat first of all, as it cometh in his mind, he slings into the wind, take it up who will. I would a pair of shears had clipped away his ears, it were meet him to kill. Or would ye do no more but a whole prately boar, even with a bodkin, and tie it with a thread? Then should he not indeed so largely talk, for now and then, like a woman, his tongue ever doth walk.
Why, will women talk so largely?
Women be jabbering and also blabbering with loud voice and high.
To women, certain.
In Detraction by the Unknown, Detraction was played by Simon Nader, Light Judgment by Rob Meissen, and Verity by Hayden McKay. Detraction was hosted and produced by Robert Crichton for the Beyond podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, why not buy us a coffee on ko-fi.com or become a patron and get early access and bonus material every week. Our patrons also get to choose the plays we work on next. Go to patreon.com/beyondshakespeare. Links in the show description.